The opening this morning from Song of Solomon, chapter 4. What a beautiful chapter. Amen. After going through Ecclesiastes and Proverbs, this is refreshing. And what it does is, in this chapter, it's like the bridegroom speaking to the bride. And it's a type of Jesus speaking to his church, those that he's redeemed. His love for us is absolutely overwhelming. If we as believers could only grasp how much he loves us. But we look at ourselves and sometimes we continue to see ourselves as we were unredeemed. And we think of ourselves that way. And when we do, when we think of ourselves as unredeemed or in those old habits or patterns that we walked in, we really rob the Father of the glorious work that he's done. Because he has given us his righteousness.
Yes, he has.
And as he describes the bride in Song of Solomon, it's how he sees us as his church. We're beautiful. We're lovely in his eyes. How could we not be? We're covered in his righteousness.
Right.
It's perfect. His blood shed for us. You know, when you give a gift to somebody, do you ever want them to enjoy that present that you gave them? You want them to like it. You want them to enjoy it. And it just kind of tickles your heart when you see them wearing it, or if it's a book, they're reading it or using it or whatever. Or a candle in there enjoying the fragrance of it. Sue gives me candles, and I think she gets as much joy as I do out of the candles because she always notices when I have the candles that she gave me going in the house, and the fragrance of them is just beautiful. That's how it is with Jesus and us. The Father has given us a gift. How naughty of us not to let him enjoy that gift. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's something to that. That's a mystery in the kingdom of God. That's a mystery that we need to grab onto. It's given for us to know the mysteries, those of us who believe. And we need to embrace what he's done for us so then that he can enjoy us. His desire is to enjoy us, for us to enjoy him, but also that he might take pleasure in us. When we're justified by Christ's righteousness and adorned with his spiritual graces. Woo, I love that. I love that. Matthew Henry said that, and I love the way he put it. When we are justified by Christ's righteousness and adorned with his spiritual graces, that should bring a real smile to our face. We should absolutely enjoy that. He also said, how fair and comely are believers when justified in Christ's righteousness and adorned with his spiritual graces, when their thoughts, words, and deeds, though imperfect, are pure, manifesting a heart nourished by the gospel. Our heart should be being continually nourished by the gospel.
Amen.
And as it is, you know what? We become that like which we dwell upon. If we dwell upon him, if we dwell upon the gospel, we become like that. If you dwell on what you used to be, hey, that doesn't work. It doesn't bring you anything except sadness and disappointment with yourself. But when we focus on and are fixed on Jesus and what he's done for us, what glory it is. And this is what he says about us. Pat, if you'll put that up. The whole Song of Solomon is a type of Christ in the church.
That's right.
How fair is thy love, he says, my sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine and the smell of thine ointments than all spices. He loves us.
Yep.
And he wants to enjoy us. I would like to have put the whole book of Solomon up, Song of Solomon up there. We could just read the whole thing together. It is absolutely exhilarating. If you've never read Song of Solomon chapter 4, get the book out and read it today. It's wonderful. Let's stand and let's say this as we enter into worship. This is him saying it to us, so receive it. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all the spices.